We are in a series.
Estamos en una serie.
And this series is titled, Are You Your Type?
Y esta serie se titula, ¿Eres tú tu tipo?
And this series is going to be all about how to love and view yourself the way God sees you.
Y esta serie se va a tratar sobre cómo amar y cómo verte de la forma que Dios te ve.
And we talked about how sometimes a lot of us in here, we don't like ourselves.
Y hablamos como a veces muchos de nosotros aquí no nos gustamos a nosotros mismos.
Maybe there's things in your personality, maybe there's physical traits, maybe there's mental traits that you have that you just don't like yourself. You don't like that aspect about yourself.
A lo mejor son características en tu personalidad, en tu físico, en tus emociones, en ti mismo, que a lo mejor a ti no te gustan de ti mismo.
You question sometimes like, God, why did you make me this way? Why did you make me with this train of thought? Why did you make me with this or with that?
A veces te preguntas a lo mejor, Dios, ¿por qué me hiciste de esta manera? ¿Por qué me hiciste con este pensamiento? ¿Por qué me hiciste con este ser?
And whether it's in the form of insecurity or any other type of forms, we have questions. All of us can find something about ourselves that we're like, it's hard for me to like that.
Y ya puede ser una inseguridad o de cualquier otra forma, pero a lo mejor muchos de nosotros podemos encontrar un aspecto de nosotros de este tipo.
And so this series, right, it's what it's all about is learning to love yourself the way God intended it.
Y esta serie se trata de cómo tú puedes amarte a ti mismo de la forma que Dios lo diseñó.
And so last week we talked about valuing the season that you're in.
Y la semana pasada hablamos de cómo tú podrías valorar la temporada en la cual tú te encuentras.
We talked about singleness.
Hablamos de la soltería.
We talked about how to value that season of your life and how important it is.
Cómo valorar esa temporada de tu vida y qué tan importante es.
And so this week,
y esta semana,
we're not talking about singleness anymore.
No vamos a hablar de la soltería otra vez.
And some are like, thank God.
A lo mejor uno dice, ay, gracias Dios.
This week,
esta semana,
we're talking about how to love yourself biblically, right? Because loving yourself can kind of sound a little conceited or prideful.
Vamos a hablar de cómo amarte a ti mismo de una forma bíblica. A lo mejor tú piensas amarte a ti mismo, se puede sentir un poco egocéntrico.
But as we read God's word, we're going to see that it's a vital part of your relationship with God and how we live is to love yourself properly.
Pero es una forma bíblica de cómo tú puedes vivir la forma que Dios te quiere vivir, de amarte a ti mismo de manera apropiada.
And so our text tonight is very short.
Y nuestro texto esta noche está muy corto.
The story that we're going to read is very short. It's a very familiar passage.
La historia que vamos a leer, el pasaje que vamos a leer es uno familiar.
And it is during the time of Jesus. It's in Matthew, and Jesus is walking along.
Es Mateo, el tiempo de Jesús. Jesús está caminando.
And Jesus's haters.
Y los odiadores de Jesús.
The Pharisees.
Los fariseos.
They're trying to trap Jesus with certain questions to try and get him to say something that is wrong, so that way they can have something to accuse him of.
Están intentando atrapar a Jesús para poder acusarle el que él está haciendo algo malo.
And so this is where we pick up the story in Matthew 22.
Es donde nos encontramos en esa historia en Mateo 22.
It says, hearing that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, another group of haters, the Pharisees got together. One of them, an expert in the law, tested him with this question. Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? Jesus replied, Lord, the love your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments.
Dice Mateo 22, 34 al 40. Los fariseos se reunieron al oír a Jesús que había hecho callar a los saduceos. Uno de ellos, experto en la ley, le tendió una trampa con esta pregunta. Maestro, ¿cuál es el mandamiento más importante de la ley? Ama al Señor tu Dios con todo tu corazón, con toda tu alma y con toda tu mente, respondió Jesús. Este es el primero y el más importante de los dos mandamientos. El segundo se parece a este. Ama a tu prójimo como a ti mismo. De estos dos mandamientos dependen toda la ley y los profetas.
Now, we're titling the message for tonight.
Ahora titulamos el mensaje de esta noche.
How to love.
Cómo amar.
How to love yourself.
Cómo amarte a ti mismo.
Let's go ahead and pray.
Vamos a orar.
Lord Jesus, I pray that you would help us learn how to love ourselves properly. Amen.
Amen.
Well, back in 2020, during the pandemic,
atrás en el año 2020, durante la pandemia,
the church that I worked at was supposed to be shut down, but they didn't care. We were open anyway, right?
La iglesia donde yo estaba deberíamos de haber cerrado, pero no les importó y como quiera estábamos abiertos.
And I remember one particular Sunday.
Y me acuerdo un domingo en particular.
One of the little kids Sunday school teachers couldn't make it that Sunday, so they asked me, of all people, to fill in for the little kid class.
Uno de las maestras para las clases de los niños no llegó, entonces me pidieron a mí dar la clase de escuela dominical.
And I'm not the best with like little kids, right? Not because like I'm mean. I just don't have the patience, right? It's not my ministry.
Y sinceramente, yo no soy el mejor con niños, pequeños. No tengo la paciencia. No es mi ministerio.
But it was just one Sunday, so I was like, you know, I'll be a team player. Yeah, I'll go ahead and fill in for this Sunday. So I went ahead and filled in.
Dije, solamente es un domingo, ¿sabes qué? Sí, voy a apoyar y lo hice por ese domingo.
And the lesson was on this very passage that we just read, was this story about Jesus.
Y la lección era de este pasaje que acabamos de leer, que es de la historia de Jesús.
And I read the scripture, right, and we're talking about it. Well, they're like 5 and 6. We're talking about it, right? I'm walking them through the scripture.
Y leo la escritura y estamos hablando de ello. Bueno, tienen 5 o 6 años. Estamos hablando de ello con estos niños.
So then it gets to about the end of class, right? And I want them to like remember something. I want them to have like one takeaway from the class to remember.
Y llega al final de la clase y yo quiero que ellos se puedan llevar algo, tomar algo para que ellos puedan recordar de la clase.
And so I tell them, I was like, all right, guys, like say this with me, right? Love your neighbor as yourself. And I have them repeat it to me.
Entonces les digo, ama a tu prójimo como a ti mismo. Y les digo que lo repitan.
Right, and they repeat it, and then there's this one little girl that comes up to me as everyone is kind of leaving class.
Y lo repiten, y hay una niña pequeña que viene hacia mí mientras todos se van de la clase.
And before she goes back to her parents,
y antes de irse con sus padres,
she just tells me as she's walking out.
Me dice mientras sale.
She goes, you know, if you don't love yourself, your neighbor's in trouble, huh?
Me dice, ¿sabes qué? Si tú no te amas a ti mismo, tu prójimo están mal.
And it's not that deep of a statement, but like when you start to think about it, I was like, oh, like, okay, like she's paying attention.
Y a lo mejor no es algo tan profundo, pero tú dices, bueno, está prestando atención.
But then you start to think about it and you're like, you know, she's right. If you don't love yourself, you're not going to be capable of loving the other people in your life, your neighbors, your family, your friends.
Pero es cierto, si tú no te amas a ti mismo, no vas a poder ser capaz de amar a tu prójimo, tus amigos, tus familiares.
You see people, whether it's friends, family members, and they treat people so bad. They treat people so inconsistently.
Tú ves gente a lo mejor a tu alrededor, tus familiares, tus amigos, que a lo mejor tratan a la gente de forma tan mal.
You might have friends or family that's in relationships, and you can just see the toxicity flowing. You're like, how can they treat people like this?
Quizás conoces a gente que está en relaciones y ves que es tan tóxico y tú dices, ¿cómo puede la gente ser así?
And I'm here to say it's a direct reflection of how they treat and view themselves.
Y te estoy aquí para decir que es una reflexión directa de cómo ellos se tratan y se ven a sí mismos.
Right, if you're judgmental and critical and toxic about your own way of thinking about who you are,
si tú eres si tú juzgas y en general y tú estás haciéndote de esa manera,
right, that's only going to overflow into how you treat other people. If you can't forgive yourself and give yourself encouragement, what makes you think you're going to be able to give your boyfriend, girlfriend encouragement, or friends, family encouragement? What makes you think that's going to happen?
Va a fluir hacia los demás. Y si tú no te puedes perdonar a ti mismo, entonces ¿cómo vas a tú esperar poder perdonar a tus amigos, tus familiares, la gente a tu alrededor?
And whether you like to realize it or not, admit it or not, how you treat people is a direct reflection of how you view and treat yourself.
Y si lo admites o no, como tú amas a la gente, es una reflexión de cómo tú te amas y valoras, te valoras a ti mismo.
And so our journey, right, our journey is to figure out while we're on earth how to love.
Entonces nuestra jornada mientras estamos aquí en la tierra es averiguar cómo amar.
Right, there's no class on how to love yourself. There's no class on how to love other people, how to love your family, how to love God. There's no class.
No hay clase en cómo tú puedes amarte a ti mismo, tus familiares, tus amigos. No hay clase.
Right, I've taken classes on math and history and philosophy and psychology. I've taken all these classes, but there has never been a class to teach me how to love myself, how to love others, how to be in a loving relationship.
Yo he tomado clases de matemáticas, de lectura, de psicología, de filosofía, de todas esas clases, pero no había una no he tomado una clase donde te enseña cómo amarte a ti mismo.
And this is the question we all have, right? We all come from different backgrounds, some of us better backgrounds than others.
Y todos venimos de diferentes trasfondos, algunos mejores que otros.
But no matter what your background is, we're all trying to figure this out together. It's how to love and value myself, to see myself the way God sees me.
Pero no importa tu trasfondo, todos podemos, tenemos que averiguar cómo amarnos y vernos de la forma que Dios nos ve.
So consequently, I can be more loving to others, right? Because if I can love myself well, I can love others well.
Y como consecuencia, yo puedo amar a otros de la misma manera. Si yo me amo a mí mismo de una manera saludable, yo puedo amar a los demás de forma saludable.
There is a modern poet that I listen to.
Hay un poeta moderno.
And he really, I feel like, encapsulates what we're talking about tonight in terms of how do we love ourselves? How do we love others?
Yo creo que resume cómo podemos amarnos a nosotros mismos.
He's from New Orleans, Louisiana.
Es de Louisiana, Nueva Orleans.
His name is Dwayne Michael Carter.
Su nombre es Dwayne Michael Carter.
Some of you may know him as Lil Wayne.
Algunos lo conocen como Lil Wayne.
But he has a song.
Pero él tiene una canción.
And I have the lyrics to it.
Y tengo la letra.
It's probably the only song I can read in church.
La única canción que puedo leer en la iglesia.
But this song, if you know Lil Wayne, you know this song, How to Love, right? And the lyrics go like this.
Pero la letra dice esto.
You had a lot of crooks try to steal your heart. Never really had luck. Couldn't never figure out how to love.
Tienes muchos que intentan de quitarte el amor. Nadie te enseñó cómo amar.
How to love.
Cómo amar.
You had a lot of moments that didn't last forever.
Tuviste muchos momentos que no duraron por siempre.
Now you're in a corner trying to put it together.
Ahora estás en una esquina intentando de ponerlo junto.
How to love.
Cómo amar.
How to love.
Cómo amar.
Right? And so he goes on and on about this song.
Entonces va y habla de esta canción.
And what's interesting to me, why this song stuck out.
Y lo que es interesante de esta canción.
Is first off, I don't listen to non-Christian music, guys. It's all worship for me, you know.
Es que solamente escucho canciones de adoración.
But all 240 of his other songs have all this language and he drugs and women and all this stuff. But this song.
Todas las demás canciones tienen cosas sobre con maldiciones y con mujeres y cosas así.
It's like the one song where he's like actually like genuine, actually like going through something, actually trying to give like advice or trying to point you in a certain direction. You're like, okay, what? Why did he choose this song out of all the songs? This is the one he chooses to go with.
Pero de todas las canciones que él tiene, esta es la canción que él escoge de ser profundo, de decir algo que importa.
How to love yourself, how to love others, how to love someone else when you're in a relationship.
Cómo amarte a ti mismo, cómo amar a los demás.
What does that look like?
Cómo se ve.
No one teaches us that.
Nadie nos enseña eso.
Like I said, there's no class for this.
No hay clase para esto.
And so I honestly think this question, even though it's as simple as it can be,
entonces esta pregunta ya sea simple,
is a question that we're all perplexed or confused by at some point in our life.
Es una pregunta que a lo mejor muchos estamos pensando muchas partes de nuestras vidas.
And so what we have to remember is it's not only just how to love ourselves, how to love others.
Lo que tenemos que recordar no solamente es de cómo amar a nosotros mismos, cómo amar a otros.
But us as humans, because we're not perfect, we have to figure out how to love after.
Pero nosotros como humanos tenemos que saber cómo poder amar después.
How do we love after the heartbreak?
¿Cómo amar después del quebrantamiento?
How do we love after somebody let us down?
¿Cómo poder amar después de que alguien nos decepcionó?
How do we love after the abuse?
¿Cómo amamos después del abuso?
How do we love after the person died?
¿Cómo amamos después de que la persona falleció?
How do we love after the molestation?
¿Cómo amar después del abuso?
How do we love after the father that was never there?
¿Cómo amar después del padre que no estuvo ahí?
How do we love after all this pain, all the disappointment, everything that you may go through in life, trauma or anything in between? How do we love after?
¿Cómo amamos después de todo el dolor, de la trauma que a lo mejor tú has pasado? ¿Cómo amar después?
And this is why you have to be careful on who you judge, on who you criticize.
Y eso es porque tienes tú que tener cuidado quién tú criticas, quién tú juzgas.
Because everyone has a story.
Porque todos tienen una historia.
It's easy to judge on why a certain person acts a certain way, why they're weird, why they don't talk to certain people, why they respond. Who knows, right? But everybody has a story.
Es fácil juzgar a la gente porque hablan de una cierta manera, porque se juntan con cierta gente, pero todos tienen una historia.
You have to remember that people are broken before you hang out with them.
Tienes que recordar que la gente está quebrantada antes de que tú estés con ellos.
And this is what I'm learning more and more every day as I'm a pastor.
Y esto es lo que yo estoy aprendiendo más y más cada día.
That everyone has a story, and even though trauma doesn't excuse behavior, trauma certainly does explain it.
Es que sé que mucha gente tiene una historia, y aunque la trauma no excusa el comportamiento, sí lo explica.
Trauma doesn't excuse the behavior, but it does explain it.
No excusa el comportamiento, pero sí lo explica.
When you start to peel back the layers of someone's story and what they dealt with, what they were dealing with, what they went through, you're like, I am not excusing your behavior, but I can see, I can understand, it explains why you are who you are.
Cuando empiezas a ver las capas de la vida de una persona, tú puedes decir, no estoy excusando tu comportamiento, pero yo puedo ahora ya poder entender más por qué tú eres la forma que tú estás.
And so when I think about those lyrics to that song, and I think about Lil Wayne's story.
Cuando pienso en la letra de esa canción y la historia de ese artista.
You remember, right? You see him as a celebrity, and he's weird as celebrities are, right? And we can say this about any celebrity.
Lo ves y es famoso, y a lo mejor es un poco raro, puedes decir esto de muchas personas famosas.
They're not Christian, they act prideful, they act certain ways, right? And we can criticize them, but then you start to get into their story.
No son cristianos, son egoístas, y luego empiezas a ver su historia.
And you remember, if you get into Lil Wayne, he was molested when he was 11.
Y si tú ves la historia de Lil Wayne, él fue molestado, él fue abusado, violado cuando tenía 11 años.
He tried to commit suicide when he was 12.
Intentó suicidarse a los 12 años.
Right? And then he was a dad by the time he was 16. He has a lot to figure out. So when he writes the song,
era padre cuando ya tenía 16 años y tiene mucho que averiguar y entonces escribe esta canción.
Him and just like everybody in this room and every other person in this world is trying to figure out, how do we love after the pain? How do we love after the trauma? How do we love ourselves after all these things have taken place?
Él y como mucha gente en este mundo intentan de averiguar cómo podemos nosotros amar después del dolor, después de que esto sucedió.
And so if you're trying to figure out how to love yourself,
entonces, si tú intentas averiguar cómo amarte a ti mismo,
then we need not look any further than Matthew 22.
No tenemos que ver más que ir a Mateo 22.
And in our text,
y en nuestro texto,
Jesus is in a lot of controversy.
Está en mucha controversia.
There are three groups that hate Jesus.
Hay tres grupos que odian a Jesús.
The Sadducees,
los Saduceos,
the Herodians,
los Herodians,
and the Pharisees,
y los Fariseos.
And they all hate each other, they all don't like each other, but they all hate Jesus. And so they all gang up on Jesus and try and test him and get him into trouble.
Y todos no se quieren entre ellos, no se quieren a ellos mismos, se odian entre ellos mismos, pero todos de ellos odian a Jesús. Entonces intentan hacer equipo para poder atrapar a Jesús.
And so first up is the Herodians. They try and test Jesus with a tax question.
Y los Herodians intentan de hacerle una pregunta a Jesús sobre los impuestos.
They go, Jesus, should we pay taxes to Caesar, blah, 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 and they're trying to trap him.
Dicen, Jesús, debemos de pagar impuestos a César y intentan atraparlo.
And first thing Jesus does is he goes, you hypocrites.
Y lo primero que Jesús dice es, ustedes hipócritas.
The people that Jesus was most hard and difficult on was the religious people, the church people, the people that were prideful and didn't think that they needed a savior.
La gente con las que Jesús fue más duro con ellos era la gente religiosa, la gente que sentía que no ocupaban salvación.
With all the sinners, he was gentle and encouraging and loving, but with the people that were stuck up and prideful, he was most harsh on.
Con los pecadores él tenía compasión, él era amoroso, pero la gente religiosa él era duro con ellos.
And so he goes, you hypocrites.
Entonces dice, hipócritas.
He's like, y'all look like whitewashed tombs. You're all clean on the outside in your robes and your pastors and your Pharisees, but y'all are dead on the inside. You got nothing to live for. You're empty.
Son como tumbas blancas, se ven bien desde afuera, se muestran como que son limpios, pero están muertos dentro de sí mismos, están vacíos.
But then he goes, but if you want to know if we should pay taxes, he goes, whose face is on that coin?
Y dice, pero si quieren saber quién deben de pagar impuestos, de quién es la cara en la moneda.
And they say, well, Caesar's picture is on the coin.
Y dicen, pues es la imagen de César.
And he flips the coin back to them and he's like, well, give to Caesar what is Caesar. Pay your taxes.
Entonces les da la moneda y les dice, dale a César lo que es de César. Paguen sus impuestos.
Then, sometime later, the Sadducees try their hand at testing Jesus.
Luego los saduceos intentan también de atrapar a Jesús.
And they go, Jesus.
Y dicen, Jesús.
They're like, hypothetically.
Hipotéticamente.
Hypothetically, if a woman gets married and her husband dies,
si una mujer se casa y su esposo muere,
back in their culture, if the husband died, the wife would marry the brother of the husband.
En ese entonces, si el esposo fallecía, la esposa se tenía que casar con el hermano del esposo.
Weird culture, but just stick with me, just stick with me.
Cultura rara, pero vamos a ver.
So he, what would happen if she marries a brother, but then he dies, and then she marries the next brother, and then he dies, and then she marries the next brother, and then he dies? Who would be married to her in heaven, Jesus? Who's going to be her husband in heaven?
Entonces dicen, ¿qué sucede si se casa con el hermano y luego él se muere, y se casa con el otro hermano y luego él se muere, y luego se casa con el otro hermano y luego él se muere? ¿Con quién va a estar esta esposa? ¿De quién va a ser su esposo?
Is it going to be the first husband, the second, the third, the fourth brother, the fifth? Who's going to be her husband in heaven?
¿Quién será su esposo en el cielo? ¿El primero, el segundo, el tercero, el cuarto?
And then Jesus goes, you don't even know what the scripture says, and you don't even know the power of God. That's word for word what Jesus says.
Y Jesús les dice, ustedes no saben lo que dicen las escrituras y ustedes no conocen el poder de Dios.
And he goes on to say, there is no marriage in heaven. There's not going to be marriage in heaven. That's not going to be a thing. It's an earthly thing only.
Y les dice Jesús, no va a haber matrimonio en el cielo. Es una cosa terrenal.
And all the crowd and the Sadducees and the Herodians were amazed at how he answered questions. And then on top of that was roasting them in the process.
Y la multitud se quedó asombrada de cómo él contestaba esas preguntas.
So then third, right, we have our story today. The Pharisees take their bat at testing Jesus.
Y tercero tenemos los fariseos, que es la historia que estamos leyendo hoy, que también ellos intentan atrapar a Jesús.
And the Bible says that an expert in the law goes up to Jesus to ask him this question.
Y la Biblia dice que un experto en la ley va y hace esta pregunta a Jesús.
Now don't think law like lawyer type of law. Law in terms of the Old Testament. That's what they would call the Old Testament.
Ahora no pienses en la ley como un abogado, como cosas legales. No, es como la ley aquí se refiere al Antiguo Testamento.
Like he was an expert in the Bible, in the Old Testament. He was like a professor, right? But they called it the law. That's just what they would call it.
Era un experto en el Antiguo Testamento, en la Biblia. Así es como lo llamaban, la ley.
And the thing is, I feel like this guy, who's a Pharisee, who was this expert in the law.
Y la cosa es que yo siento como que este hombre que era experto en la ley.
He goes up to Jesus and he goes, teacher, what is the greatest commandment? Out of the 613 laws in the Old Testament, which one is the greatest?
Le dice, de todas las leyes que están en la Biblia, ¿cuál es la ley más importante?
And so Jesus, right, he takes all 613 laws and he condenses them down to two.
Entonces Jesús toma todas 613 leyes que estaban en la Biblia y los resume en dos.
And I could imagine, right, if you're a Pharisee, you have 613 do's and don'ts that you wake up to each and every day. It's exhausting.
Si tú eres fariseo, tú tienes 613 sí's y no's, leyes que tú tienes que seguir todos los días. A lo mejor era cansado.
And so Jesus, as the passage says, he goes, well, the greatest commandment is love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind.
Le dice, el mandamiento más grande es que tú ames a Dios con todo tu corazón, con toda tu alma, con toda tu mente.
Then he gives a little bonus answer, right? A little extra credit. He goes, and the second greatest.
Y luego da un poco extra, un crédito extra, y les dice, y el segundo mandamiento más importante.
Is to love your neighbor as yourself.
Es que tú ames a tu prójimo como a ti mismo.
And this is where I want us to pay attention, that Jesus establishes this order. He establishes this pattern that we need to follow.
Y esto es lo que quiero que ustedes presten atención, que Jesús establece este orden que tenemos que seguir.
He goes, first off, you got to love God. That's step one. Love God with all your heart, soul, and mind.
Dice primeramente, tú tienes primer paso, tienes que tú amar a Dios con todo tu corazón, tu alma y tu mente.
Step two, love yourself.
Paso dos, ámate a ti mismo.
Step three, love others. Love neighbors.
Paso tres, ama a otros, ama a tu prójimo.
And he tells us this order because we like to skip steps in this order.
Y nos da este orden porque a nosotros nos gusta saltar pasos en esta orden.
But God's letting you know, hey, you cannot skip to step three, loving others, if you don't love God and you don't love yourself. You're not going to be able to do step three properly. You're not going to be good at step three.
No puedes llegar al paso tres. No serás bueno al paso tres en el amar a otros si tú no amas primero a Dios y te amas a ti mismo.
And you're not going to be good at step two unless you already do step number one. You're not going to be good at loving yourself unless you love God first.
Y no podrás tú ser bueno en amarte a ti mismo en el paso número dos si no haces el paso número uno, que es amar a Dios.
You have to take things in order. He's giving us this order in this passage.
Tienes que hacerlo en orden. Jesús nos da este orden en este pasaje.
And some of y'all are incapable of being in a healthy relationship, or some of you are incapable of loving yourselves because you haven't done the first step properly.
Y algunos de ustedes no han podido amar a otros, no han podido estar en una relación saludable porque no han tomado el primer paso de forma adecuada.
You've messed up this order.
Han saltado este orden.
And so as we break it down on what Jesus is saying a little bit more,
entonces mientras nosotros vemos lo que Jesús está diciendo,
Jesus tells this guy, he's like, you have to love the Lord your God.
Tienes que tú amar al Señor tu Dios.
And a lot of us in here, we fall in love with the Savior aspect of Jesus, right?
Y muchos de nosotros nos amamos la parte salvadora de Jesús.
The Jesus that came and gave us salvation, the Jesus that heals you, the Savior, the Jesus that meets your needs, right? We love that Jesus. We love the Savior.
El Jesús que vino y te salvó y te lavó con su sangre, que vino a verte donde tú estabas.
But Jesus is saying, hey, you got to fall in love, not just with the Savior, you got to fall in love with the Lord, Lord Jesus.
Pero Jesús dice, no solamente tienes que tú amar a Jesús el Salvador, tienes que tú también estar enamorado del Señor Jesús.
Not just the roses and rainbows of salvation and healing and blessings and provision, you got to fall in love with the Lord
No solamente las rosas y el arcoíris de la salvación, de los milagros, de la sanidad. Tú tienes que amar al Señor, tu Dios.
Recognizing, hey, He is supreme. He is Lord. He is over everything.
Reconociendo que Él es supremo, que Él es Señor, que Él es Dios sobre todo.
He decides what's right and wrong. He decides how I treat people. He decides what attitudes are healthy and not healthy.
Él decide lo que está bien, lo que está mal. Él decide cómo yo debo de tratar a la gente. Él decide qué actitudes son buenas y malas.
He is supreme Lord. No one is like Him. He is Alpha. He is Omega. He gives definitions to gender. He gives definitions and boundaries to sex. He is Lord. He designs morality. He says what is right and wrong.
Él es Dios supremo. Él es el Alfa y el Omega. Él decide lo que es bueno en el género, la sexualidad. Él decide lo que es bueno en estas cosas, en la moralidad. Él decide lo que es bueno.
He's not just Savior. He's not just the God that provides. He is Lord. You have to fall in love with the Lord, your God.
No solamente es Salvador. Tú tienes que enamorarte del Señor Dios.
Recognizing that, hey, I didn't vote Him in to be God, and I can't vote Him out. He's going to be there before me, He's going to be there after me.
Reconociendo que yo no puedo votar a que él esté, que Dios esté o que no, él va a estar ahí después y antes de mí.
Recognizing He's God and I'm not. I'm limited, He's unlimited.
Reconociendo que él es Dios y yo no, yo soy limitado y él no.
And even though God is all powerful, He's all knowing and He is Lord.
Y aunque Dios es todopoderoso y él lo sabe todo y él es Señor.
Jesus also lets him know that it's the Lord your God. There's a personalness to that.
Jesús dice que es el Señor tu Dios. Hay un aspecto personal de eso.
Saying the Lord your God, not the God of your grandma, not the God of Israel, not the God of the Jews, not the God of anybody else, the Lord your God personally.
No el Dios de tu abuela, no el Dios de Israel, no el Dios de los judíos, no, es tu Dios, es algo personal.
Saying that yes, He's Lord, yes, He's supreme, yes, He's all powerful, but He's personal. He wants a relationship with you, the Lord your God.
Sí es Dios, sí es supremo, sí es todopoderoso, pero Él es personal también, Él quiere ser tu Dios.
And so Jesus is saying the same Lord, the same Creator, the same hands that built and created this universe.
El mismo Señor, las mismas manos que crearon el universo.
Are the same hands that held up the cross for you, the Lord your God.
Son las mismas manos que tomaron la cruz por ti, es el Señor tu Dios.
And so Jesus,
entonces Jesús,
says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind.
Dice, ama al Señor tu Dios con todo tu corazón, tu alma y tu mente.
And he's quoting the Old Testament in Deuteronomy.
Y él aquí está citando el Antiguo Testamento en Deuteronomio.
And what's interesting about the Old Testament Deuteronomy, Jesus changed the scripture. He changed the quote.
Y lo que es interesante de este pasaje que Jesús tomó de Deuteronomio es que Jesús lo cambia un poco.
Because in the Old Testament, in Deuteronomy 6, it says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and strength.
Dice en Deuteronomio que tú ames al Señor tu Dios con todo tu corazón, toda tu alma y todas tus fuerzas.
But in the New Testament, Jesus changes strength to mind. He goes, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. So why did you change the verse, Jesus?
Pero en el Nuevo Testamento, Jesús lo cambia y cambia fuerza por mente. Dice ahora tu corazón, tu alma y tu mente, ¿por qué lo cambia?
Why did you change it from strength to mind? Why, what's the point? What's the purpose in this?
¿Por qué lo cambiaste, Jesús, con todas tus fuerzas a tu mente? ¿Cuál es el propósito?
Well, maybe Jesus is trying to teach us a lesson when it comes to the words.
Pues quizás Jesús nos intenta de darnos una lección cuando se trata de las palabras.
Maybe he's trying to get us to understand that, hey, it's not through your strength that transformation is going to come. It's not through your strength and your actions and your behavior that you're going to get your breakthrough, that you're going to get your miracle, you're going to get your salvation.
No va a ser por tus fuerzas que tú vas a poder agarrar la salvación. No es por tus fuerzas que tú vas a poder vencer. No es por tus fuerzas que tú vas a poder agarrar entendimiento.
It's not through your strength by following all the 613 rules and going to church and reading your Bible. It's not through those things that you're going to get closer to God. It's not through those things that you're going to get growth.
No es por todas tus fuerzas que tú vas a poder y siguiendo la ley que tú vas a poder crecer y acercarte a Dios.
It's not through your strength or your behavior. It's going to be through your mind, through your perspectives.
No va a ser por tus fuerzas, por lo que tú haces, sino va a ser por tu mente, por tu perspectiva.
Your breakthrough and your nearness to God is not birthed out of your strength or your behavior. It's birthed out of your mind.
Tu victoria y qué tan cerca tú estás con Dios no viene de tus fuerzas sino de tu mente.
If you're thinking about, you have a misconception and you're thinking your perception of God is wrong, it's going to be really hard to worship him. It's going to be really hard to love him.
Si tu percepción de Dios está mal, va a ser muy difícil adorarle, va a ser muy difícil amarle.
If your attitude and your mind is really warped and wrong and it's a misconception of how valuable you are and you devalue yourself and you insult yourself and you think little of yourself.
Si tu actitud en tu mente de ti mismo está tan mal y está tan de una forma diferente, si tú te ves de forma tan fea.
It's going to be really difficult for you to behave in a way that's healthy for you. It's going to be really difficult for you to find beneficial, healthy relationships. You're going to treat yourself as such.
Será difícil tú poder desarrollar unas relaciones saludables con los demás. Va a ser muy difícil tú valorarte a ti mismo.
So Jesus is saying, until you value yourself, until you value God, and you have a good perception, mentality of who he is in your mind, you're never going to get past the step.
Hasta que tú te valores a ti mismo y tú tienes una buena percepción de Dios en tu mente, nunca vas a poder llegar a este paso.
If you don't see value with your mind, you're not going to see value with your behavior.
Si no tienes valor, si no ves el valor en tu mente, no vas a poder ver el valor en tu comportamiento.
And these Pharisees, they were all about behavior. They're all about rules and what not to do and what to do and all this behavior stuff. And he's trying to get him to see it's not about that. It's not about your strength. It's about your mind and how you think about God and how you think about yourself.
Y estos fariseos estaban valoraban tanto el comportamiento y las leyes y todo esto, pero Jesús quiere decirles, no se trata de tu comportamiento, sino lo que está en tu mente.
And so God, he says,
entonces Dios, él
he
dice,
says something repeatedly.
Dice algo repetidamente.
Right, he says heart, soul, and mind, but in every one of those words he put what's all your heart and all your soul and all your mind.
Dice con tu corazón, tu alma y tu mente, pero él en todo esto él dice todo tu corazón, toda tu alma, toda tu mente.
And Jesus knows what he's doing because he knows us as humans, we have the tendency to only give pieces of ourselves.
Y Jesús sabe lo que él estaba haciendo porque como humanos tenemos la tendencia solamente a dar partes de nosotros mismos.
He's saying, don't just give me your heart, but you don't worship me with your mind. You get saved on Sunday, but you're thinking of things throughout the week that you shouldn't be thinking.
Él dice, no solamente me sirvas con tu corazón, pero no tu mente. No solamente me sirvas el domingo, pero tu mente los otros días de la semana está pensando cosas que no debe.
Don't just give me your soul at baptism, but then you don't give me your heart and you make decisions for yourself and you don't consult me. Don't just give me part of you. I need all of you.
No me des tu alma solamente en el bautismo, pero en tu corazón estás haciendo lo que tú quieres. No, tienes que darte todo.
You guys can go ahead and stand.
Pueden ponerse sobre sus pies.
And so what Jesus is saying here,
entonces lo que Jesús está diciendo aquí,
he's saying, hey, you want to learn how to love yourself? You want to learn how to love others?
Él dice, ¿quieres aprender cómo amarte a ti mismo? ¿Quieres aprender cómo amar a otros?
You need to love me first.
Tienes que amarme a mí primero.
And sometimes we spend so much time focusing on, man, how do I love myself? How do I love others? How do I fix my relationship with so-and-so? How do I fix my relationship with my family? Whatever it may be.
Y a veces nos enfocamos tanto en cómo yo puedo amar a otros mejor, cómo yo puedo amar, armarme a mí mismo mejor, cómo puedo sanar mi relación con mi familia.
Or we think like, how do I fix this about myself? I don't like this about myself. How do I fix it? How do I get better? How do I remove this? How do I add this? How do I become a better version of me?
A veces decimos, Dios, ¿cómo puedo yo arreglar esta parte de mí mismo? ¿Cómo yo puedo yo cambiar esto de mí mismo? ¿Cómo puedo ser mejor, el mejor yo?
And God's saying, well, the first step, it's super simple, super easy. You have to love me first. And sometimes it's easier said than done because we get so focused with the busyness of life and what's going on and our circumstances and in our mind. Sometimes we forget that simple fact.
Y Dios dice, es algo simple, tienes que tú amarme a mí primero. Y a veces nosotros es más fácil decirlo que hacerlo, porque a veces nos ocupamos tanto con la vida.
And God's saying, hey, if you love me with all your heart, your soul, your mind, loving yourself and loving others is going to be easy.
Y Dios dice, si tú me amas a mí con todo tu corazón, con toda tu alma, con toda tu mente, el amar a otros, el amarte a ti mismo va a ser fácil.
And so Jesus, right, he uses this word love.
Entonces Jesús usa esta palabra amar.
But you got to understand, it's not the word that we use for love.
Pero tienes que entender, no es la palabra que nosotros usamos para el amor.
Because we use love, right, for everything. In English, right, I love tacos, I love ice cream, I love you, right, I love my family, right? And we just use it really flippantly, and it's interchangeable with a lot of different things.
Porque nosotros a veces usamos la palabra marco, amor, como algo que es nomás casual. Decimos, amo los tacos, amo a mi, te amo a ti, amo a mi familia, amo a esto, amo al otro.
But in the Greek, in the original language, there's a specific word that Jesus uses for love. It's very deep. It has a much deeper, sincere meaning.
Pero en el griego hay algo más profundo, un significado más profundo que esto.
It's not something you just toss out like, oh, I love ice cream. It's just a deep love. It's a deep meaning.
No es algo que simplemente dice casualmente como decir, ah, yo amo la nieve. No, es algo profundo.
The word is agape.
La palabra es agape.
And it means a sacrificial love, saying, I'm willing to sacrifice whatever I need to sacrifice for the betterment of the other person.
Es un amor sacrificial. Entonces dice que yo estoy dispuesto a sacrificar las cosas mías para yo poder amar a otros.
I'm willing to sacrifice whatever I need to sacrifice for the betterment of your kingdom, God.
Yo estoy dispuesto a sacrificar lo que tenga que sacrificar para mejorar tu reino, Dios.
Loving yourself, I'm willing to sacrifice whatever it is in my life in order for the betterment of me, the other person, me to be healthier.
Yo estoy dispuesto a sacrificar lo que se tiene que sacrificar para yo ser mejor, para yo poder mejorar.
God, help me to see how you agape, how you loved us. You sacrificed for the betterment of us.
Dios, ayúdame a ver cómo tú agape, cómo tú hiciste ese sacrificio para que podamos ser mejor.
It's a selfless love. It's a love that says, I am willing to sacrifice for the betterment of someone else. I'm willing to sacrifice for the betterment of myself in the love myself case.
Es un amor que no es egoísta, pero está dispuesto a decir, estoy yo dispuesto a sacrificar para mejorar.
It's not a prideful thing. It's not something where I think myself is better and I'm loving myself. No, this is I need to sacrifice certain things in my life for my own health, for my own mental health, for my own spiritual health, for my own relationships, for my own family.
Y no es algo egoísta, es algo que está dispuesto a decir, estoy dispuesto a sacrificar las cosas para yo poder mejorar en mí mismo, para yo poder mejorar mi relación con mi familia, para yo poder mejorar mi situación.
But before you start sacrificing for yourself and loving yourself, you need to have an appreciation and awareness of God's love and how to love God that way.
Pero antes de tú poder sacrificar para ti mismo, tienes que tú tener un entendimiento un entendimiento del amor de Dios.
And so as we wrap this up,
entonces mientras terminamos esto,
some of us in here, we think so lowly of ourselves.
Algunos de nosotros aquí pensamos tan bajo de nosotros mismos.
Some of you think things so mean, so degrading of yourselves, you'd never even think that of another person.
Algunos de aquí a lo mejor piensan cosas tan feas y tan malas de ustedes mismos que a lo mejor ni piensan eso de otras personas.
You would never even think anything close to that of another person, but you think that of yourself. You have those words on repeat in your mind of yourself.
A lo mejor nunca pensarías esas cosas de otras personas, pero tú lo tienes en repetición para ti mismo.
Whether it's your thoughts or whether it's the words that the devil puts in your mind, you have these words that you would never in a million years think of anyone else, but you think these things of yourself.
Sea tus pensamientos, sea que Satanás está poniendo cosas en tu mente, pero a lo mejor tú nunca dirías esas palabras a otros, pero a ti mismo sí.
You don't see the value in who you are. You don't see the value in what you're doing. You don't see the value in your soul, in your heart.
No ves el valor en quien tú eres. No ves el valor en tu alma, en tu corazón.
You don't see the beauty of who you are, the beauty of who God created you to be.
No ves la hermosura de lo que Dios te creó para hacer.
And with that, for those of us that need to learn to love ourselves, you gotta look to the cross.
Y para los que están aquí, tienen que aprender a cómo amarse a sí mismo. Miren a la cruz.
But there's someone out there that was willing to die for you. Next time you think you don't have value, next time you hear those words in your mind over yourself, someone died for you. Not just someone, the creator of this universe died for you. You have value.
Hay alguien aquí que estuvo dispuesto a morir por ti. La siguiente vez que tú piensas que no tienes valor, mira que el creador del universo fue dispuesto a morir por ti.
The prayer for tonight is, God, renew my mind. You changed that word for a reason. God, I need a fresh perspective of who you are, of what your love is for me, of how I should love you, of how I should love myself. Before I change my behavior, change my mind, God.
La oración para esta noche es decir, Dios, renueva mi mente. Ayúdame a ver las cosas desde tus perspectivas. Cambia mi mente.
The reason why a lot of you are stuck in the same cycle of how you behave and what you do to yourself and who your relationships is because your mind is still the same. You want to change your behavior, but you got to start with your mind.
La razón por qué muchos están todavía en el mismo ciclo es porque están siguiendo diferentes cosas que siguen que no han cambiado en sus mentes.
And some of y'all in here, you're like, you have no problem loving yourself. In fact, you need to love yourself a little less.
Y a lo mejor hay unos aquí que dicen no tienen problema en amarse a sí mismo. A lo mejor tienen que amarse a sí mismos menos.
Right, and you also need to look to the cross.
Y tú también tienes que ver a la cruz.
No matter how highly you think of yourself, how cool or how awesome you think you are, and all this pride, all this stuff, remember your sin killed somebody.
No importa qué tan bueno tú te ves a ti mismo, tú también tienes que ver a la cruz y ver que tu pecado también mató a alguien.
Your sin put Jesus on the cross. Your sin ended someone's life. You're not that cool.
Tu pecado puso a alguien en la cruz. Tu pecado finalizó la vida de Jesús.
You're not that amazing.
No eres así de tan bueno.
So lay down the pride.
Entonces baja tu orgullo.
And so no matter where you fall in between the spectrum of pride or thinking yourself too lowly,
no importa donde tú te encuentres, sea que tú seas egoísta o a lo mejor te ves de forma baja.
It starts with your mind. It starts with loving yourself by changing your perspective.
Comienza con tu mente. Comienza a amarte a ti mismo en cambiar tu perspectiva.
And so tonight, that's what this altar calls about is, God, help me to love you better so I can love myself better, so I can love others better. And it starts in my mind, God. It starts in my perspective.
Entonces, esta noche, este llamamiento es para poder decir, Dios, ayúdame a amar a otros. Ayúdame a amar a mí, amarme a mí mismo para, y empieza con mi mente.
So you can go ahead, bow your head, close your eyes.
Bueno, inclinar su rostro, cerrar sus ojos.
And I know that this is the first step, and like, God, I need to love you better.
Y sé que este es el primer paso en decir, Dios, tengo que amarte a ti más.
Next week we're going to talk about how practically we can love ourselves day to day and what that looks like. But this week,
vamos a hablar la siguiente semana cómo podemos amarnos de una forma práctica, pero esta semana.
The first step is saying, God, I need to love you better, and it starts in my mind.
El primer paso es decir, Dios, tengo que amarte a ti mejor y comienza con mi mente.
So as I pray, we're going to open up these altars. And if I'm praying up here and you want to come up and pray and say, God, transform my mind. God, renew me how I think about you, how I think about your love.
Mientras oramos, esta tal va a estar abierta y tú puedes venir y decir, Dios, renueva mi mente de cómo te veo a ti, de cómo veo tu amor.
You're like, God, I've been thinking all these things about myself, whether it's a lot or a little, but God, I don't want to think of myself this way. I want to see myself the way you see me. I want to be healthy. I want to love myself the way I'm supposed to, because I want to love my neighbors. I want to love my family. I want to love my friends.
Dios, yo he pensado de esta forma de mí mismo, y Dios, ayúdame a no pensar de esta forma, porque yo quiero amar a mi familia, a mis amigos de forma mejor.
And some of y'all have been battling, and it's okay. The battle's normal. Battle up here. This is, things happen when you come to the altar that don't happen when you stay in your seat.
Y algunos de ustedes han batallado, pero la batalla es normal y ustedes tienen que batallar, es normal, tienen que luchar y luchamos cuando venimos aquí al altar.
So as I'm praying, if the Holy Spirit nudges you, just come up to the altar. We're going to pray for you. We're going to anoint you.
Entonces mientras oramos y el Espíritu Santo está hablando a tu vida, ven, vamos aquí, estamos aquí para orar por ti.
We're going to pray over your mind.
Y vamos a orar sobre tu mente.
So God, I lift up our youth. God, I lift up their minds to you. God, I pray against all the attacks the enemy is throwing their way, thoughts about themselves. God, some of them think so lowly of themselves. Some of them think some things about themselves that they would never say out loud, that they would never even think about another person. God, but you know the thoughts. You know the words. You know the battles that they have in their mind. You know, God, every detail, every moment, God. Even with no one else sees, even if it's at night and they're in bed and they're scrolling through social media on TikTok or Instagram, you know the battles they face. So God, I pray over our students' minds in here. God, I pray that you'd protect them. I pray that you would renew their minds, renew their perspective of your love, of who you are. God, as they take the first step, God, into loving themselves, it's by loving you, by loving what you've done, by loving your agape love towards us, your sacrificial love, appreciating who you are and what you've done and what you're gonna do for us, how you sustain us. God, as our perspective, as our mind improves, as our mentalities improve of who you are, God, give us the tools to love ourselves. Give us the tools, God, to love ourselves biblically and properly, not in an arrogant and prideful way, but God, in a way that you, how we see the value, the way you see the value in ourselves, how we see the beauty in ourselves, the way you created us to be. Lord, that we're more free than ever to run after your call and the plan that you have for our lives. God, I pray that you would renew our students' minds. God, let it begin with loving you. God, it's not in their behavior. God, it's not just in how they act that's going to change them, that's going to free them, that's going to cause them to be set free of some of the battles that they've been dealing with. God, it starts with their mind. It starts with their mentality. So God, if we've been game planning wrong and we've been focusing on just the behavior and the rules and the 613 do's and don'ts, and we're focusing on reading and praying, all that's good, but God, it starts with the transforming and the renewing of our mind. So God, I pray that, Lord God, any thoughts, negative thoughts about themselves from the enemy or from themselves, be gone in the name of Jesus. God, remind them of who you've created them to be. Remind them of their value. Remind them of the cross. Remind them, God, of how much you love them, that you came down to die for them. The Lord God, every single one of us in here knows somebody in you that laid down their life just for us. How valuable are we? God, I pray that they would realize that the value in their life isn't by what it costs, by what, but it's measured by what someone is willing to pay. You are willing to pay the ultimate cost for us. So God, I pray if anyone's struggling with insecurity in here, anyone struggling with any depression or thoughts about themselves, suicidal, anything like that, we say out in the name of Jesus. You have no place in this temple. You have no place in these students' minds. You have no place in their hearts. And God, I pray that your Holy Spirit speak to them. I pray that your Holy Spirit begin to fill them with encouragement. Remind them of their value. Remind them of their identity in you. Remind them that they're Lord, that you're Lord, God. Help us to fall in love with that aspect of you, that you're Lord over sin. You're Lord over the mental illnesses. You're Lord over the depression. You're Lord over the anxiety. It has to bow to you. So God, I pray that as they open up to you, God, as they talk to you, God, as they are transparent with you in their prayers and in their worship, God, renew their mind. God, we ask all of this in your name. Help them to be bold enough to say, God, I need help. God, I need to love you better. God, I need to take the first step. My mind has been focused on my circumstances. My mind has been focused on other things. It's been distracted. But God, this is where it starts. It starts with loving you. It starts with renewing my mind tonight. So God, we put all of these things in your hands. To you be the glory, to you be the honor, and to you be the praise. In your name I pray. Amen. And amen.